I think it's terribly important because, you know, certainly Senator Anderson covers about 220,000 constituents. My district covers half that, so about 110,000. And I think it's important that we are accessible to our constituents. And if they want to have an office to come to where they can discuss something private or just voice their opinion, I think it's very, very important.
Now, it's interesting because you're in Alito when a lot of different things are going on. There's a $3 million plaza project that's going on here that's starting this month in downtown Alito. They're waiting for the tax credits for the Northside Junior High building that's going to be a $13 million development. They're currently working on the construction of the renovation. I think it's a $3 million renovation of the Alito Opera House. You're in the Alito radio station that basically was about $1 million renovation. What's your kind of impression of what's going on in Alito right now?
I would say this community is extremely fortunate to have the backing that they have had over the years and to be able to do the kind of improvements that this community is able to do is remarkable. Many of the smaller communities don't have those opportunities, and I think it bodes well for Alito. And I think that the folks that are in this area are extremely appreciative and taking advantage of that.